Today's guest is amazing. She's huge on TikTok. She's an incredible model. She's breaking stereotypes about models on social media and posting the truths about the industry. She's also known as the CEO of Model Talk. Welcome, Kenz Lauren, to Virgin Radio Dubai.
Hi. Oh my gosh, it's quite a welcome. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You deserve every single bit. I have followed you on TikTok for a while now, and I am obsessed with all the videos that you post.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot to me. I put a lot of work into them, so I really appreciate it.
No, I can really tell. Now, there's one video in particular that is going viral, and I've seen it absolutely everywhere. And it is about you exposing the truth about your skin, which I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. Like the exposing your skin and what models really look like underneath all that makeup. Tell me a little bit about that video and how it came about and why you decided to really show that side of the modeling industry.
So that was the first video that went super viral. And I think that was just kind of a day where, you know, I wasn't creating content as like a business or anything, especially at that point in my career. It was just kind of something that was on my mind. And I just get fed up with the beauty standards myself, especially being that, you know, it's my job. So I'm being held to these ridiculous standards every single day. And it's a matter of if I make money or not, you know? So there's that whole other level of, there's that whole other level of pressure that comes with that. And I think, you know, so many girls are asking me, how do I become a model? I'm like, do you want to be a model? We go through a lot. And, you know, not to say it's not glamorous, because there are moments where it is glamorous, but I think it's still really important to showcase the behind the scenes, the reality behind it. Because when I wanted to model, I had no idea that that was the truth. You know, I thought all these girls were perfect. And then here I am, now I am a model. I'm like, that's so not true. So it was just something that was on my mind a lot lately. And I was like, screw it, I'm going to put myself out there. And it was terrifying to do, because I'm used to seeing myself fully polished now, because I've been modeling for a while at that point. And I was like, people just need to see what it's really like, because it's just not realistic.
No, it's really not. And I think a lot of the beauty standards that we have at the moment are really unrealistic, especially on social media when everything is really edited. How do you think people should overcome when they see social media and they think everything is perfect? They see pick up a magazine, they see models. How do you think people should overcome that ideal of perfection? Or if they do get depressed when they're scrolling through and they think, I don't look like that, what are your recommendations on how they can overcome that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with there being a responsibility with the influencers or the models themselves, or just the industry in general. I think that the industry just needs to do a better job at, you know, showcasing the behind the scenes and the realities, so that the public doesn't have unrealistic expectations. Because a lot of people know that, you know, there's Photoshop involved, retouching, you know, that we use professional equipment. But I think seeing it really makes a difference. And I also made a TikTok video on that, you know, even though the public knows that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, there's a difference between just kind of knowing that in the back of your head and seeing it for real on camera with no filters, nothing. And so I think part of that responsibility lies in our hands, which is why I think even though it's uncomfortable, it's important for us to take control. I think that the responsibility kind of also relies on our hands and using our platform to share that information and to educate people. And then maybe they won't have such unrealistic expectations.
So I saw a video of you where you said you met with a talent manager. This blew my mind. You met with a talent manager who told you were too thick. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I will never forget that. That was trauma. I will never forget that. That was absolutely traumatizing. I think, like, I always knew that was probably going to happen at some point in my career, but it happened so – that was the beginning. That was when I was first – trying to get an agency still. That was when I first moved to Hollywood, and I was 18, very impressionable. So yeah, that kind of, that was like a slap in the face from reality that, yeah, this is real.
It's crazy to hear that even models who look so absolutely perfect, like other people have these crazy unrealistic expectations, you know, and like these crazy beauty standards, that like, what is beautiful? One person has an ideal of beauty and another person has a totally different ideal of beauty, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's all subjective, right? You know, and I think that, I guess that's the beautiful thing about what the fashion and beauty industry holds, is that there's so much room for beauty and we shouldn't corner ourselves into one type of beauty. It's supposed to be fun and it's supposed to be an opportunity for us to explore our individuality through fashion and beauty. And that's kind of the narrative that I'm trying to push. It should be fun. Let's not forget about that.
Absolutely. What are some stereotypes that models face, some which are right and some which are wrong?
Definitely. I think the body issues that we face is huge. Even though a lot of people are saying, oh, things are changing, body positivity, blah, 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 I think the problem that we're running into now is brands are really just making, I mean, I don't want to generalize and say everybody, but I think a lot of brands are just looking at it like a numbers game. You know, at the end of the day, they want to make money and they want people to know, like, hey, we're on your side, we're promoting body positivity. So they'll throw in a curve girl or an African-American girl and they'll call it a day. Like, it's a trend. And they're not really focusing on the real cause and doing it because they care. They're doing it so they don't lose money, essentially. And so, and I hate to say it, but I think it's the truth. And I don't think that that's the case, like I said, for every brand. I do believe that there's brands out there that really genuinely care and want to see change. But we still have a lot of work to do.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of brands, they're realizing that they have a social responsibility and they're doing it just to show that they're meeting these expectations or doing the token thing to, you know, right, off that checklist. But I think it's really important for people to genuinely believe that and follow it.
Yeah, because I mean, to me, being in the industry, it's so obvious. And also I see the casting breakdowns. So I see how everything's worded. I see the behind the scenes that people aren't seeing during the casting process. I hear what casting directors say, what agencies say. I know the tea. Like, some of them just are, well, boys, we did it. We threw in an African-American plus size girl in the campaign. We're solid. And it's like, I don't think you're understanding the point, buddy. Yeah. And it's really frustrating for me and the other girls, some of my friends that are models. You know, it's really, really frustrating because, you know, it hurts when you don't feel like you're being heard. You feel invisible, and that sucks.
So how do you come, how do you get over adversity? Because obviously as a model, you would face rejection, which is crazy, but how do you overcome adversity as a model?
You know what? When I started casting for projects or assisting in casting for projects, when I was on the other side of the game, I think that it totally changed my perspective, because what I learned was there's a million reasons why you could not get booked on a job, and you learn to like not take it personally, because sometimes you'll show up to a casting and there's 100 models there. They're gonna pick maybe one. So the odds are never in your favor. Most times you get rejected. I think that's what people don't understand. It's most times you get rejected. Most of our job isn't the photo shoot or the runway show, it's castings. Yeah. And so our life is focused around constant rejection. And it could be over something as silly as maybe your hair wasn't long enough, or I've heard this one before, maybe the casting director thinks that you remind them of their ex. And so they just don't want to book you. I mean, it's totally true. I've heard this. It's insane. It could be anything. And so at some point you're just like, you know what? If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, and it's fine.
And you can't take it personally, I guess.
No, because there's a project out there that is right for you.
Yeah. So how does a model meet a man? So you guys look perfect in every sense. Is it difficult, just like anyone else, or you know, what is a model looking for in a man, and how do you guys date?
Oh my God. I actually just had this conversation with my friend who's also been modeling for a long time. It is a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. I was thinking about this because before I started modeling, I was like, oh, my boyfriend's looking at all of these models' pictures on Instagram. And if I just looked like her, no, bullshit, sweetie, they're going to do it anyway. They're going to do it anyway. It is nothing to do with you. If that's anything that I want any of these girls to take away, it has nothing to do with you. A lot of times people start wanting to date you or even just be friends with you for the wrong reasons, right? Especially in Hollywood, it's all connection-based. Who you know, who you hang out with, and especially beyond connections, it's like aesthetic networking connections. They want to hang around the pretty girls, blah, blah, blah. And it leaves room for people taking advantage. And so it can be extremely difficult and not very authentic and doesn't lead to quality long-term relationships a lot of times for us. So that also can be very frustrating.
And what are you looking for in a man? Just in case the men in Dubai are listening.
Currently I am the man. I am totally complete on my own, which feels so good. I've been single for over a year now. And, I'm living in that life right now and I'm enjoying it because I can be selfish and just focus on me and my career. And that's all I want to do. But not to say that I won't eventually be looking to be in a relationship again. I think that that person's just going to have to, one, be really supportive of me as I would for them and not try to put me down because they're fearful that I might be more successful or make more money or this or that. Regardless of who's making more or doing better, I just want someone that can be my cheerleader and my teammate. And so if I could find that, that would be great. I feel like it sounds like I'm asking for the bare minimum, but seriously, it's hard.
You're like, I've lowered my standards.
Literally, I'm like, can you just be a good person and like hype me up, like be my biggest cheerleader? I don't know. You'd be surprised.
Well, you seem like a really beautiful person and really genuine and authentic. I want to know, what kind of food do you have to avoid as a model?
You know, there's no set rules for any of us. I mean, it's really all up to you, but modeling definitely is like a lifestyle choice too. And I think part of the responsibility is taking care of your body, of course. So I think it's really about figuring out what works for you, because the truth is I think genetics plays a huge role in this. And you just have to know your body, what makes you feel the best. And, for me personally, I don't eat a lot of fast food. It doesn't mean I never eat fast food. Trust me, I love a good In-N-Out burger. That's my go-to. But but it's not something that I have daily. I think, you know, even though I'm full disclosure terrible at cooking, terrible. That's what happens when you move out at 18. So in my defense. But it's better to cook rather than going out all the time, of course. But at the end of the day, I think balance is key. You don't want to go crazy over an insane diet, because the longevity of that it's just not sustainable. You know, you don't want to put yourself through hell.
Totally. And what about exercise? How often do you have, or the people in the modeling industry, how often do you exercise?
Some models exercise twice a day. Some models don't exercise at all. I'm one of those people. I run around doing errands all of the time. I'm a busy person in my day-to-day life, but I don't go to the gym. And I know that's so bad. I should go to the gym.
I'm so jealous.
But you know what? My parents they're tall and lean by nature. That's why I say a lot of it is just genetics, but I do eat really clean too. So, you know, it's give and take. You just have to do what's right for your body.
And do you ever face body insecurities as a model as well? Like, do you compare yourself to other models, or generally does it happen in the modeling industry, and how do you overcome that?
Great question. Yeah. I think when I first started modeling, I used to do that a lot more. And then I realized, you know, every model is beautiful. Well, every woman is beautiful in general, but you know, especially in the modeling industry, you would compare yourself to these glamazon women. And then you start to realize, but you know, a lot of us do look really different though. And you start to come from an appreciative standpoint, being like, wow, women are beautiful, you know? Yeah. And you're like, she has beautiful hair, she has beautiful eyes. But the thing is, what people don't understand is they can look completely different and both be beautiful women, you know? And so there's really no point in trying to compare yourself to other people. You're never going to look like them, but no one's going to look like you either, you know? So you really have to just start to catch yourself in those moments. It's really like retraining your brain in the way that you think. You have to catch yourself in those moments and be like, no, we're not doing that today. We're not doing that. I have my beautiful features. They have theirs. We're both beautiful. Why can't we both be beautiful and exist together?
In our period. Absolutely. I love that so much. And so you talk a lot about the realities of the modeling industry on social media. What kind of, do you get a lot of messages, or what kind of messages do you get from girls or teenagers or anyone, I mean, at the moment, who scrolls through magazines or Instagram or TikTok and compare themselves to other people? What kind of feedback are you getting from your social media postings of being authentic and exposing the modeling industry?
I was so taken back. I was not expecting this reaction, but from that video that you mentioned earlier, that one that went super viral, when I put out my insecurities first, I got I don't even know how many, a lot of comments that were from different women all over the world, just talking about their insecurities openly on social media. When have we ever seen that? No one ever does that on Instagram, you know, but on TikTok, on this video, I felt like since I paved the way and just started the conversation, you'll see a lot of women are really excited to be able to talk about it openly. And you'll realize really fast, wow, we all have something that we're insecure about, you know? So that response was huge to me. And I do also get personal DMs as well, where girls will, you know, tell me what they're going through. And a lot of times they're aspiring models too. And so they feel that extra level of pressure. And it, you know, it's hard for me. I wish I could get back to every single DM. I can't possibly, but I do my best. but it, at the end of the day, I think it's really cool to see women starting to be vulnerable with each other and less competitive, but more just sharing our own experience and really trying to empower each other.
Absolutely. And like I said, I absolutely love everything you post on social media. Just finally, I want to know, how do you look after your mental health? Like, are there any particular books that you read, or do you do affirmations? Do you meditate?
For me, I dive myself into my work. My work is truly my passion. I will find anything fashion or beauty related to do, because it's a creative outlet for me, really. I have sketches. I don't know if you can see it, but I have sketches right here that I've started creating. I'm not a fashion designer, and I'm not a great drawer or sketcher, but I just do it for fun because I'm obsessed with my career. You couldn't tell. But you know, yeah, those things bring me happiness. And so I think when I can just tune out and from the world and just let my creative instincts take over, whether that's editing a new video or sketching or just sitting alone in my thoughts, listening to a podcast, listening to music is a huge influence for me too. Right. Going on a drive, just kind of tapping out from the world. I feel like that's usually when my creative instincts kind of come out. And so that's what helps me feel relief.
Well, you literally are radiating goodness. Also, that looks like a vision board. Your sketches, that's like a literal vision board.
I hope to have my own collection one day. I really want to have my own high fashion collection. Female-led, something just empowering for women, that they can feel feminine, sexy, edgy, bold. So anything that I come up with something in my head, I'll sketch.
I love that. And is that the next steps for you? While I guess you're doing your modeling career, would you like to be a designer one day? Are you going to put it out to the universe now?
Yeah, I'm manifesting it. I said it here first. Yes. Yeah, you know, the truth is I have a lot of things that I want to do with my life. I have a lot of goals. One that I'm working on right at the moment that's probably going to be the first next step is my YouTube series. It's the photo shoot giveaway series. I'm calling it New Face, where we're going to be looking for the next new face to turn into a model. And I coach them throughout the whole process of a photo shoot, and bring on my team of the best hair and makeup artists and wardrobe stylists and photographers, and really give them a opportunity to grow as a model and kick off their career.
Wow.
So we're going to be filming all of it. I'm so excited coming to YouTube.
I will follow the entire journey. You can follow her at Kenz Lauren. Did I pronounce that right? Kenz Lauren? Loren?
A lot of people think it's Lauren. There's technically an accent mark over the E. It makes it Loren.
Loren. Is that French?
My parents made it up. I wish I had a full story, but it's on my birth certificate. It's real, but like, I think they honestly just wanted to be fancy or something. I don't know.
Your parents were creative as well. Very high fashion.
Yes.
Follow her. Kenz Lauren. On social media. She's incredible. TikTok, Instagram, go and watch all her videos. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. I had so much fun.
It's so much,
for the time.
Honestly, it's like what you're doing is so great because I've been following, you know, you for a while, and it's really to kind of like literally talk about, you know, like what every woman goes through, even though you're in the beauty industry, you know? So I really love what you're doing. You should keep it up.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me. Oh my gosh. It's so crazy. Like I was saying earlier, I think models have been feeling so invisible. Like we don't have a voice. We don't have a say. Our feelings don't matter. We're honestly treated like cattle sometimes. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And so for the first time, I feel like now with this platform, I'm honestly being heard for the first time and being seen. And that's just like the coolest feeling. And the fact that it resonates with other women, I couldn't ask for anything more. Sometimes I just like lay in bed and I'm like, how did this happen? I literally just start crying and I'll be like an emotional mess. And I'm like, I'm just so protective over my girls. Like they're little sisters to me, truly. And I'm so protective over them. So, you know, I keep all of that in mind when I create content. Them to feel powerful, because I would have had that when I was a kid, you know.
And it's kind of also scary that this generation, like I have two nieces who are both mm-hmm. 17, and I look at them and I'm like, oh my god, you were growing up with the era of social media, thinking that everybody looks perfect, but everything is edited, you know.
The filters have gotten so out of hand.
I
think I heard that in Texas they've banned filters. I need to look into that. Don't quote me on that, but I think that they banned them.
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess it's like a step in the right direction. I mean, I know a lot of girls are gonna be pissed. Yeah. No, I mean, hey, I have to say I never use filters, but actually ever since I gained my platform, I've genuinely avoided filters because I'm like, this isn't part of my brand.
What part of your brand? Yeah.
With what I'm saying, so why would I do it?
You know, it's crazy because I want to get to that stage. Like I on my stories I use a filter, and mm-hmm. And that's because I'm always doing it when I don't have makeup or something. But I really want to get to the stage where I'm not doing, like, actually if it's good lighting then I don't use a filter, but normally if I wake up in the morning I'll use like a very natural filter, but still it's a filter, you know.
I mean, hey, yes, lighting is key. But you know what? I mean, you think about it throughout our whole, no matter where you're at in life, if you're posting a video, like, or if I posted a video where I had no makeup on, no filter, or if my mom did it, what woman out there is honestly gonna respond to that and be like, ew? Like, yes. And if they do, you wanna associate yourself with that person anyway? No, exactly. No, I think, like the people that you want to attract by doing that are going to be, they're going to be people that are going to hype you up and be like, good for her. That's really cool.
Yeah.
They have, it's not like they don't have things that they're trying to hide to, you know? You know, it's not like people walk around just like judging everybody. I mean, we think that, we we think we walk into a room and all eyes are on us, but you know, the truth is everyone is all in their head about themselves. So if we're all thinking themselves, no one's thinking about the other person.
So true. Everyone's just like trying to get through life.
Literally. It's we get so stuck in our head that people are always watching us, looking at us, critiquing us. And okay, maybe there's like one narcissist out there. Well, no, there's a lot of narcissists out there, actually.
That's a lot.
But you know, there are, maybe they're looking at you like that, but do you really want to be associated with them anyway? I don't think so.
Exactly. And I think, like you said, there's this whole movement of, you know, everyone being a lot more natural, but yeah, it's got to be genuine. And like, I think a lot of brands have responsibility for that, to lead that, you know, so.
Yeah. One step at a time. That was another thing I was going to mention. One of the hate comments, I guess, that I get, I've seen a few times now is, well, if the modeling industry is so bad, why are you in it? And my answer to that is, it doesn't matter what industry you go in. First of all, there's good and bad in every industry, everywhere, all the time.
Yeah.
But for me, this is my passion. And what I won't allow happen is anyone to take away my dream for me. And if that I have to get out there and change the industry myself, I will, because somebody has to do it. Yeah. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do with my platform. I'm trying to really try to redefine how we approach fashion and beauty. Yeah. Like I said, it's fun. And sometimes you have to pave your own lane. If you see something that you don't like, you're going to have to be the one to go out and change it. You can't wait for things to happen and just mope about it, you know? So that's what I'm trying to do.
TikTok is literally such a great platform because everyone gets to see it. Like, it's not, you know how with the algorithm on other apps it works differently. TikTok's so great because literally everyone is exposed to that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's so cool because a lot of the, or at least a lot of the original users of TikTok are younger women. Like,